It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. One of the ways that lenders got customers for subprime loans was by advertising those loans, often aggressively. Yesterday, the Federal Trade Commission announced that it's investigating a number of mortgage lenders and brokers for making deceptive claims about the loans they offer. U.S. officials say a lot of those companies continue to misrepresent their products despite the big downturn in the business. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The commission started looking into the ads over the past few months just as the full impact of the mortgage crisis was becoming clear. Lucy Morris, a senior attorney in the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection, says the commission found all sorts of deceptive ads aired by all kinds of lenders, and she says the problem hasn't gone away.
What we did find is that businesses are continuing to engage in questionable advertising or potentially deceptive advertising.
For instance, Morris says, a lot of the ads misrepresent the rate that consumers will pay if they get a mortgage.
One of the things that tended to be a somewhat common feature was ads that tout a low rate very boldly, like, say, 1% or 2%, and then don't explain, first of all, that that's just an introductory or teaser rate, and they don't tell you what or don't tell you clearly what your annual percentage rate is.
Morris says the deceptive ads the commission found aired on TV and radio, but some of the worst abuses were in direct mailings or on the internet. The commission says some of these ads may violate the Truth in Lending Act, and it sent warning letters to some 200 mortgage lenders and brokers, as well as the media outlets that aired the ads. In some egregious cases, the commission has begun full-scale investigations. The FTC would not name the targeted companies. Morris says one potential area of interest to the commission is those disclosure statements that are always read at breakneck speed.
Interest rate may be subject to change. Payment rate is not interest rate. Minimum payments will defer interest. APR 6.99%. Term of payment and interest rate is 30 years.
Morris says advertisers have an obligation to make sure listeners understand the ads they run, and they're not meeting that obligation when they run ads like that.
If it's a print ad and you can't read the fine print, if it's a TV or radio ad and there's a rapid-fire disclosure that you can't understand, then that's not going to suffice.
The FTC's actions come at a time of heightened concern about the way mortgages are marketed. Mortgage defaults have risen. Critics say that the reason is that too many lenders gave mortgages to people who couldn't afford them and didn't understand what they were getting. Josh Nasser of the Center for Responsible Lending says federal officials were lax about what was happening.
Really, as the market was heating up and more brokers and lenders were trying to get a piece of the pie, the advertising became more aggressive, and the FTC is far too late here. I mean, where have they been? I mean, we're glad they're tuned in, but they're far too late.
Late or not, FTC officials say they're now ready to address the problem. The commission has several options. It can try to get court injunctions barring violators from running deceptive ads. It can also take action in court against them and try to win damages on behalf of deceived borrowers. It's done that nearly two dozen times in the past, and U.S. officials say they're ready to do so again. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.